What's up, everybody? Good morning and welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. I'm very excited to have my good friend Brian Brugjans hanging out with me. And we're on a new software this morning. We're a little bit late for the show. We had our other software crash, but that's what we love about what we do is we get to figure it out on the fly and figure things out. But if you are joining us live this morning, comment hashtag shred because you're shredding it with me and Brian. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle. I've got my Caliber shirt on. Don't know if you can see it. I'm running the American flag. We're going to be talking about veterans. So had to huge thing to Brian and Caliber for the incredible shirt. I mean, just a dang good looking shirt, Brian. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. But ladies and gentlemen, he's been on the show before. He's one of the absolute VA experts when it comes to our entire industry. Brian, thanks so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes this morning, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Josh, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into this. There's a lot of kind of misconception. There's a lot of questions floating around when it comes to VA. Some people are saying that you have to have minimum FICO scores to be able to even get approved for a VA loan right now. But we're going to answer your questions. And if you have VA questions, post them below, and we'll do our best to get them answered live with Brian right now. But Brian, what are some of the misconceptions that you're hearing right now that you want to kind of get, you know, put those to bed, put those to rest? What are some of those things that you're hearing right now that really aren't true?
Yeah, you know, I think for a while there you had, the rumor going around that VA and government financing was dead, which is totally not an accurate statement. And then you got, you have folks with, different organizations are kind of changing their appetite for risk, with increased credit scores, like you mentioned before, some down payment requirements. And that's not a blanket industry policy change, right? So every lender is going to specifically change their requirements based on their own appetite for risk. And that's individually identifiable with that lender. So when you hear these things, don't assume it's the whole industry going to that. I just tell people with a word of caution, do your homework. VA financing is not going away and neither is government financing. There was a lot of questions out there and a lot of things happening because the market was so volatile. But I always tell people, make sure you operate under the sniper approach. Sit back, wait, let the dust settle, and then make a decision.
That is a good approach because sometimes we're like the infantry men and just running out there and running and gunning and just spraying everywhere saying, oh, we're going to hit something. But I like that, having the sniper coming from a military guy himself, taking that sniper approach and where you're really focusing, you're taking aim, you're taking a little bit longer, making sure you're checking your windage, you're kind of checking it all to make sure that shot is going to land exactly where you're expecting it to. I like that analogy, Brian. I don't know if you use that, but I like that one a lot. So. But when it comes to a few of these other questions, we've heard that VA loans are going to be done away with. You kind of touched on that. But VA loans are not going anywhere. They're not going to be, they're not changing drastically. This is something that I want to make sure everybody watching, like we squash that right out the gate. VA loans are here to stay and they're always going to be around, correct?
Oh, yeah. And, this whole COVID thing, I think a lot of the impacts we're feeling as an industry are hopefully short term, right? So a lot of these guideline and overlay changes you see from a lot of servicers out there are mostly temporary, right? As we navigate through these uncharted territories, because you have a lot of things coming into play, with the forbearances and stuff. And, and servicers are the ones that are going to have to, feel the brunt of that kind of stuff. And they're the ones who dictate kind of the policies, right? So, as people get an opportunity to let the dust settle and kind of figure out what we're playing with, changes will happen and occur. I don't know if we're done fully understanding the real changes yet in our industry when it comes to the VA home loan benefit, but it's not going anywhere. I mean, you got millions of people on active duty, you got 20 something million veterans, and it's not a loan program, it's a benefit. Right, it's an earned benefit, so it's here to stay.
I think that's something. Yeah, keep going.
No. Like I was telling you earlier, this if it's not one of your top customers now, you should be making the military client your best friend now.
Exactly. Something you just said, I think, rings so true. And I think we forget about that is the benefit. It's not just another loan program. When veteran is able to use their benefit, they have earned that. They've served our country. They have gone above and beyond in serve. They're getting this. Now, a question just came in. Please don't use my name. But here's the question is forbearance eligible, or are VA loans eligible for forbearance? That's a good question. That's actually, I would assume. But Brian, can you shed any more light on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, VA home loans are, eligible for forbearance. Now, hey, what we've been telling our military customers, what you need to make sure that everybody is informing customers on is if you can make your payment, you need to make it. You know what I mean? So, there's no, don't just ask for forbearance when you can make your own payment. Right. So word of caution is if you can make your payment, you make it, because there's a lot of downstream, potential impacts to you for going into forbearance. Forbearance doesn't mean free. Okay. Forbearance does not mean free.
Right.
So buyers beware on that.
Buyers beware, Kated, before you start making any. And like you said, I love that you say that, Brian. Everybody's been kind of saying that is right now, if you can make your payment, don't just be like, oh, well, the government said we can do a forbearance. It's not going to make my payment. There are ramifications that we still don't even understand that will come with a forbearance. So don't just rush out and don't just go do a claim forbearance or apply for that. Again, if you make your payment, the economy needs us. It's all those who can afford their payments this month. Again, there's a reason the government did a forbearance, and there's a reason they put that out there to help people. But for the most part, absolutely not. Like, just make your payment. It's business as usual. Just keep making those payments. So I absolutely love that.
Yep.
Brian, what are some of the other things right now when it comes to veterans loans? And you mentioned something that, in the future, we're all going to love our veterans, because we always do. That came out wrong. But we're going to love our veteran clients. We're going to love our borrowers, because, again, they're the ones. You and I, before we went live, we were kind of talking about it. Typically, your veterans, they're used to a one-income household anyway because they're making changes. So your veteran, typically, they're a very, very stable consumer, and they always are going to be. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, going into this year, before the pandemic kicked in, I mean, we had all the changes with, the Blue Water Navy law that took an effect January 1 with no loan limits. Right. So, I mean, you had that opportunity coming where, veterans or military members were going to be able to, basically buy that dream home now, right? That forever home now, because of no down payment requirements, up to whatever the lenders were willing to give, 1.5, 2.5 million or whatever. That's a game changer, right? That's a game changer for this demographic as a whole, both active duty and the veteran side, right? Because think of all these people that are relocating across the United States into the coastal cities, right? Up into Seattle and the DC area and, Virginia and stuff, where to go and buy a house in a great area with great schools and all that good stuff was well above the conventional loan limit and requiring sizable down payments, right? Especially in the highly competitive markets where people were reloading. So that took a lot of people out of the game. This change put a lot of people back in the game, right? Because they were being basically graded on their monthly stable monthly income versus how much money they could put down on a down payment. Right. So now all these homes that in these areas that were not, feasible for these folks are now in the game. And that's fantastic. Now you fast forward, and now because of this pandemic that we're experiencing, that kind of took the back seat. However, our active duty military families and community now kind of pushes up to the front because their income is not impacted by COVID. Right. Matter of fact, the military is the best, employer right now during times of crisis, because they're guaranteed they're guaranteed a paycheck every month, right? We need them. I mean, there's folks that are getting moved around the United States in support of, supporting this virus in a lot of different communities. So, I mean, they went from, you know, kind of the middle of the road customer and a lot of people in a lot of markets to they should be the frontline customer. They should be that way anyway. But now more than ever, because those customers are not getting impacted as much by COVID from an employment perspective like everybody else is. And they're still going to be moving, right? So they're still going to be moving across the United States, relocating to different marketplaces. They got to, right? They do it every 3 to 4 years anyway. So if you're not focusing on this client before, this is a good opportunity now to recalibrate and start figuring out how you can focus on this demographic and this client.
You know, that's a really good point. Everything that you just mentioned there, the stability of job and everything else, that is just, it just goes to show that, again, the veteran, the opportunity that's within the veteran space is just huge. There are so many veterans, and you and I had a conversation about this quite a while ago, but there are so many veterans who still don't even know about the benefits that are they're eligible for. So being able to educate those who are eligible is such a cool opportunity. And going along those same lines, Brian, if somebody, they're like, well, but Josh, I'm not a veteran. I don't know how to serve our veteran community. Where does somebody get started? If they want to start reaching out to veterans or finding veterans, those who are eligible, those that they can help take advantage of these incredible benefits, where do they start?
Yeah, you know, I think for anybody, they need to roll their sleeves up and get involved in the community first, right? So if you want to start meeting with veterans and stuff, you got to start rolling your sleeves up to get involved with veteran organizations. So the sincerity of your commitment to them will be sniffed out in less than 30 seconds if you try to do other measures. I've always taken the approach of that community first approach, and it served me really well and my team really well. And that's what I encourage others to do. Start that way.
And I think that's as far as, again, it doesn't matter what community you're trying to serve. You have to get involved. Get involved with the community, whether it's veteran community, whether it's first-time homebuyers. I think so many people it's a simple question, but it's as simple as getting involved, finding that community and just start serving them, start finding out local community gatherings, finding out different events or chapters that you can attend. So I absolutely love that, Brian. Nailed it on the head. Sometimes right now, people, they try to overcomplicate things, and people think that, you know, they need some grand idea of like, hey, I need to change the world, which great, but sometimes it's as simple as just getting involved with local community, or getting involved with your community, getting involved with the local veteran community. So I think it's simple things like that, especially right now in the craziness that's going on. Keep things simple. Find the people you want to serve and just start serving them. It's simple as that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes for any niche, right? I mean, you know, that's the way you can't, you know, first of all, you got to figure out where your demographic that you want to serve is. And the best way to do that is to get involved with the demographic itself. And the cool part about this day and age, especially being post 9/11, is every community has a lot of veteran service organizations and nonprofits that do stuff throughout the year, and they are dying for help, right? And the best way to show your commitment to that community is by rolling your sleeves up and getting involved. You know, for whatever that may be, is that care packages during donating time at a veteran's home, what have you. But what ends up happening is you start rubbing elbows with and associating with other like-minded professionals who want to serve and support this demographic as well. And I always call it, you end up getting business for no reason, because after a while of working together with folks, you realize that you share the same passion. And the next you know, you guys are doing business with each other. Right. And it comes from a sincere place as well. That's the best part. It comes from sincere effort to want to do something, and people want to do business with people like that.
Dude, that is simply, like, I talk about it all the time. People overthink when people are trying to do marketing, or they're trying to find new leads or new referrals. They overdo it when it's simply, it's just building relationships with the people that you want to hang out with. It's the people you want to surround yourself with. Yeah. It's that simple. Like, if you're trying to target somebody and you're like, how do I make this person like me? Like, if you have that mentality when it goes into, like, you're missing the point. It's like, hey, I really like Brian. Brian's a good dude. He likes to go out and shoot guns, and I like to shoot guns. So, hey, we got to got a commonality there.
Yeah.
I'm going to build on that, and I'm going to build a relationship. So it's stuff like that, Brian. I love when you mention simple things like that because, again, like I said earlier, sometimes in markets like this, we overthink, we overcomplicate, and it's just like, ladies and gentlemen, settle down, build relationships, surround yourself with the people that you really want. I know right now it's weird because we can't, like, we can't be close. We can't be around people, but you can use social media, use the different avenues that are out there to start surrounding yourself with people, start making those connections again. Going back to a social world, there's social distancing and all that, but you can still find ways to connect with people and build those relationships. Man, Brian, that's brilliant, man. I know people are like, well, that sounds simple. It is simple, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not complicated. It's not rocket science, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know.
That's just it. People look at you and I, Brian, they're like, these guys aren't rocket scientists. We're not. We're not rocket scientists.
Well, it's true. And, you know, another thing, too, is, you know, you have a lot of folks out there that go, you know, well, how do I, you know, how do I get involved? So you got the how do I find the customer? But then also, you know, how do I selectively start partnering up with other professionals in the industry to service this group? And I always say through education, you know, the best way to build relationships also is through education. And if you are if you're truly passionate about what you're talking about and what you want to serve, when you start teaching and educating people in a forum of through passion and stuff, people tend to gravitate towards you a little bit more. You know, you don't, you're like, no one wants to go and teach, you know, the IRS tax code book, right? Except probably someone who works at the IRS, right? It's a big difference. If I went and taught it, I'd sound like someone was holding me at gunpoint, right? But nobody's going to gravitate toward me talking about the IRS tax codes. But when I go out and speak about helping more veterans and military members get into homes and how, you know, we're all in this together and the pitfalls and misinformation and the myths and stuff like that, you know, I don't even feel like I'm even educating anymore. I just feel like I'm telling stories, and that's the difference. And when you can get in a position like that in front of big groups of people, people gravitate toward that. They want to do business with you and you become a resource. And that's how you build long, sustainable business model, you know, in this niche. And I think with VA specifically, because here we are in 2020, and I can say that after traveling the last 4 years and teaching and educating and speaking in front of thousands of people, I feel like we've made some progress, but we're still in the same boat. There's still tons of misinformation out there. Education gap between, you know, the customer and the realtors and the lenders is still huge. Not everybody knows everything about VA. You know what I mean? You know, it's crazy. And this is why we need people to specialize in this demographic even more, is because it's still the most underutilized program out there. Less than 15% of military and veterans even use this program, which is a shame.
Holy cow.
Right? Which is a shame because it's an earned benefit. So, you know, I challenge folks to, you know, roll their sleeves up and get comfortable and really learn about this program so that they can go and start really impacting, you know, this demographic, because it's going to take a grassroots effort.
Brian, I'm so glad you bring that up, because I don't think a lot of people, what you just said, like, is so profound. Less than 15%. So many people tell me, like, well, Josh, you know, there's so many guys like Brian and Dave and Dave Kent and guys who are in the veteran community, Chris Griffith, who are serving the community so well, like, there's no more opportunity for me. The numbers you just said just shows that there's a huge opportunity. Like, there's such a need right now. And again, if you're wondering where to start, reach out to guys like Brian, reach out to guys like Chris, get involved with the different groups and communities and start learning from them. So you can actually be, again, you can be a valuable resource to the veterans. Don't just go out there and just try, because, and I think you would agree with me here, Brian, there are definitely some unique traits when it comes to VA loans. And again, you definitely want to be knowledgeable on them. You want to be a professional. You want to make sure you're well-versed in this program so you can ultimately help the veterans to the best of their abilities. So don't, if you're watching this right now and you've thought about getting into VA loans, don't just run out and just start doing them. Get involved with the different groups, guys like Brian. You can follow Chris Griffith, Dave Ken. There's so many great people that you can watch and listen to that can actually help you get to where you need to be so you can serve that community.
Yep. And I think another thing too, another tip I would give folks too is, you know, a lot of us in our industry, I mean, we're all A-type personalities for the most part, you know, highly competitive people typically. One thing you got to do too is you got to be willing to put your kind of your ego to the side and understand that you don't know everything and be willing to, you know, put yourself out there and learn from others. There's a lot of people out there that teach and educate, and there's a lot of programs out there. You know, be willing to just put it aside and put yourself out there and go and learn from these other folks and, you know, read up on these training platforms, and a lot of different organizations do these certification programs, and no one's going to say that you don't know your stuff about VA if they see you in a class somewhere. Matter of fact, I would appreciate that even more, right? The fact that, you know, as a person in this community, you consider yourself a practitioner. So practitioners consistently always going, learn more and more and more about their practice, right? So learn from others, take as much education as you can. And remember that, you know, you have to be humble in this demographic. Be humble, because no one knows everything. The VA changes the goalpost. The VA handbook is broad in nature on purpose. And, you know, we're all in this together, man.
Dude, I love that you talk about staying humble, because one of our pillars here at Shred is stay humble, repeat every day. Humility is such a, especially when you're learning a new niche, especially when you're trying to serve the veteran community, you have to be willing to be humble and have some humility and learn from others. And then again, it's such an incredible opportunity. The veterans who have served our country so heroically, so valiantly, now it's our opportunity to get back to them. So Brian, I want to thank you so much. We went a little bit over our time, but I just want to thank you so much for always being willing to be one of those voices as a leader to inspire not only veterans and helping them get the benefits they deserve, but also inspiring others. Everybody watching the show today, we have so many people watching us live. And I apologize, guys, if you commented. We are trying to pick up comments, but for some reason, again, with this new technology, we're still trying to figure this out. But if you commented, we'll make sure we get the questions over to Brian so he can answer them. But Brian, again, thank you so much for being that leader, being willing to educate, being willing to inspire and really push people to serve our veteran community, man. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me, man. Always a pleasure.
Always. We're going to have you on again soon, because like you said, the VA is always changing. They're always updating things. And you're one of those who has dedicated your life in the service of our veteran community when it comes to the mortgage industry. So we're going to have you as a regular on here, because you're always full of just very valuable information. So as always, we appreciate you, Brian.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Guys, as always, we appreciate you joining us live. We had so many people joining us, and hopefully you enjoyed the show today. And if you did, make sure you hit the like button, hit the share button, because there was some incredibly valuable information that Brian shared with you. So do us a huge favor, hit the like button, hit the share button. Let's get this out to the world. Let's educate one another so we can serve our veterans as they have so perfectly served us. With that, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time to go shred, go show up. Hustle, repeat every day. See ya.
See you later.